It's been a long time since the tragedy of the Exxon Valdez, and yet those of us who were alive back then remember exactly what happened on that day. And one of the things many years later that we have learned is that we were not prepared. And as we are still resource extracting in Alaska, and we are still running the risk of spills, we are prepared today like we have never been or weren't back at that time. And I'm talking with Todd Paxton right now, who is the general manager for the Cook Inlet Spill Prevention and Response team that came into being after the Exxon Valdez. And Todd, give us a brief rundown of where we were then compared to where we are now. And if, God help us, we not get a spill, what would happen?
Well, it's basically light years have gone by in terms of the technology from then to now. You know, CISPRI meets national planning criteria within Cook Inlet, which is a big deal in the spill response world. We own over $150 million worth of spill response gear that we train and maintain with regularly. And I tell you, it's not even comparable to the capabilities we had in 1989, back in the Exxon Valdez era, versus what we bring to bear today on behalf of our members here in Cook Inlet.
So if we were to have a spill, the damage to the environment would be mitigated to what percentage?
Well, we're designed to clean up 50,000 barrels within 72 hours, and that's what that means, 100% of it over time. And with that said, I mean, there's a lot of challenging environments that we face in terms of operating environments, be it open ocean or near shore, but we're very well and very capable of dealing with whatever those environments are, given wherever the spill occurs. And, you know, we have a great team of folks at CISPRI, and we have great partners throughout the state of Alaska, to include the Sea Life Center and International Bird Rescue, among others, that would all come together to clean up a spill, should it be a large one that would require that type of service.
How many employees and professionals do you have deployed on a round-the-clock basis?
So CISPRI has 43 employees, and we, with a good portion of those employees are mariners that spend time offshore on two of our large-owned vessels. They're out there 365, 24/7. That's a big part of our spill response compliance piece for our members. And then in addition to those folks, we have contractors that we train with regularly should we exceed the capabilities of our staff. We always have a plan to reach out and work with folks that we've trained with in the past to help us meet a larger capacity if that was a need.
So the response time, I'm sure, varies depending on where the spill would occur. But what is the length of that time to respond to a spill?
That's a bit of a loaded question, Merrill, but in regulation, in Coast Guard regulation, federal regulation, they have what's called average most probable discharge. And long story short, that means that we have to have gear in the water within an hour, typically. And those areas are typically like the Nikiski dock or the Port of Alaska, where we have to have that kind of capability. But frankly, it's anywhere with where there's a risk for that type of activity to occur. So to answer your question, generally within an hour is our response to a spill.
That's really quite amazing. Now, in testing all this equipment and the millions of dollars that go into maintaining the equipment and your employees, do you test the equipment on scenarios that are unexpected?
Absolutely. So our members have to have a certain amount of spill drills based on their various plans. And so we're a big participant in those spill drills. Sometimes they're planned, sometimes they're unannounced. We stand ready to support whatever the members' needs are. So that's kind of how the way that works.
So these drills are sort of like tests to find out if the scenario, and do you learn from the test, and does that cause changes in the future?
Oftentimes it does. We certainly take advantage of those opportunities to evaluate how well we did, what could have gone better. That's pretty much industry-wide. You're always critiquing and evaluating your performance and trying to continuously improve upon that. Also, too, I'll mention that we have a test tank facility in Nikiski where we can train and test with our skimmers, and that's been a great addition to our facility and being able to train and test with our skimmers in a real oil environment. So it's been great.
Again, going back to pre-Exxon Valdez, you couldn't spill oil to test it. So now you can, and has that increase in what you can retrieve out of the water increased?
Well, to be clear, you still cannot go spill oil in the environment through the Clean Water Act, but we have a facility that's a tank, and it's a controlled environment where we can put oil on top of water and train with our skimmers. And it's been a game changer for us in being able to validate our skimmer performance to the various regulatory folks and also keep our employees trained up to be able to do the best job they can.
Okay, so you were, I don't know if you were born here, but you went to Sohi, you graduated from Sohi, so your local guy. What fostered your interest in now being the manager of CISPRE?
Well, it was an opportunity, frankly, for me, but I consider myself an environmentalist. I've was raised in the area. I've spent a lot of time in Cook Inlet. I absolutely appreciate and love the pristine environment that we live in, and we take our job seriously on behalf of our members to make sure that we can meet their regulatory requirements and clean up spills should there be a need.
So the average person who is listening but not really aware of all of this but yet concerned of our pristine environment, are we in a much better position today to take care of a spill if and when it should happen?
Without a doubt. And just rest assured that not only are we much better than what we used to be, but we're continuously trying to improve upon that. And, you know, that's through best available technology and developing new systems and processes to clean up oil more efficiently. And, you know, we just try to get better all the time.
Well, thanks for the job that you do. Our congratulations and kudos to all your employees and what they are doing to keep all of our environment safe. Todd Paxton is the general manager of the Cook Inlet Spill Prevention and Response Team. I'm Merrill Sikorsky, returning you to that Don't Spill It, Burn It sound of KSRM.